Amazon announced yesterday it's acquired the video game service Twitch Interactive. That's a site where gamers watch other people play games. The price tag, nearly $1 billion. Twitch is extremely popular among gamers. 7 million people log on to it every day, and they spend nearly 2 hours at a time on that site. Jay Green's a business reporter for the Seattle Times, and he writes about Amazon full-time. That's all the time. Hi, Jay.
How you doing?
Good. I hear you have a gamer colleague who showed you Twitch. Explain to me what it's like.
Yeah, so Twitch is this service. It's in some ways, it's like a social network, but where gamers can watch other gamers play. So often you might watch your friend play. You certainly can watch elite players play as well. So if there's a kid who really loves playing Call of Duty, they can watch an elite player play that game, and they can learn how to get through certain, you know, pieces of the game and learn some of the tricks.
I guess that's the appeal. My son spends a lot of time on sites like this, and I confess that I am a little bit baffled by the idea of how fun this could be, watching other people play games.
I'm somewhat baffled, too, but that may speak more to our vintage than anything else.
And
we were chatting. I mean, in some ways, it's like watching, you know, my dad used to watch golf, right? I'm a big cyclist. I watch the Tour de France, and my kids look at me like I'm nuts. So I think, you know, when kids watch, and it isn't just kids. I mean, you know, the demographic, it's very high, from sort of 18 to 49 young men for the most part. It's just one of these things that they enjoy doing because they want to figure out how to play these games better.
Well, that makes sense for gamers, I guess, but Amazon is paying almost $1 billion to acquire Twitch, and that's a lot of money for anybody, even for Jeff Bezos. So what is in it for Amazon?
Yeah, and it's almost $1 billion in cash, too, which makes it even more interesting.
Really?
There are, I think, two pieces. Amazon hasn't really talked about how it's going to integrate or use Twitch, but I think there are two interesting ways that it could be used. One is Amazon's really building up its game business. And so give me a second here to explain why that's important. But if you think about the way digital music played out, Amazon had been selling many, many CDs, physical copies of discs. And then Apple came along and created iTunes. And what happened is those physical CD disc sales started to evaporate. Mm. And Amazon missed that boat, and it's been playing catch-up ever since. That's going to happen in video games, too. Digital downloads of video games is starting, and it's growing. And give it 5 years, maybe more, but pretty soon my kid, they aren't going to be buying physical discs. They're simply going to download them. And if Amazon doesn't get ahead of that curve, it's going to lose out on the sales of physical discs.
So the acquisition of a site where people watch these games is a portal to the players?
That's right. It could be. I mean, it just gets them deeper into that world. I mean, the other thing that's interesting about it, too, is the advertising piece of this. And, you know, one of the things Twitch does is it has little static ads on the website. You know, you can see Logitech. But one thing you could imagine Amazon doing is advertising games, right? So all of a sudden now somebody's seeing Call of Duty and they can advertise the next Call of Duty and take you right to Amazon's site to sell it.
You mentioned what's in it for Amazon. Twitch gets money. Is that it?
It ain't a chump change, right? As I say, it's almost $1 billion in cash. It's a company that was started 3 years ago, so that's pretty good money. The folks who run Twitch say Amazon's going to be hands-off, let them be independent, keep growing. So it isn't just money for the owners. It's also an opportunity to have money to keep investing in this business, and clearly Amazon cares about it.
And finally, Jay Green, what does Seattle get out of this deal?
I don't think very much, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I think it probably boosts some of Amazon's ambitions in gaming, and that's based here, and maybe it's some of their ambitions in advertising. You know, the Twitch was started by the guys who started a site called Justin TV. Two Seattle guys. So, you know, maybe their moms and dads and other friends who were really original investors will probably get some cash out of it. But I don't think there's a whole lot more than that for Seattle.
So you're just talking about some gentle largesse from these guys who are making almost $1 billion.
Yeah, that's right. The construction industry might get some benefit as people put expansions on their homes.
Jay Green's a business reporter for the Seattle Times. He covers Amazon, and you may have seen his series on Amazon workers in Germany in the recent issues of the paper. Thank you so much for stopping by, Jay.
Great being here.
It's The Record.